Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the various ahadith with regards to jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'tu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Aynani la tamassuhuma an-nar, Aynun bakat min khashyatillah, wa aynun batat tahrusu fi sabilillah, rawahu tirmidhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that I had heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that there are two types of eyes with which the fire of Jahannam will not touch. So there are two types of eyes which the fire of Jahannam will not touch. Now when we understand, sometimes the hadith will say two types of eyes that the fire will not touch, it means two types of people. Because if fire won't touch your eyes, then inshallah the fire won't touch your whole body. So in Arabic sometimes one part of the body is used as an expression, but it refers to the whole body. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that there are two types of eyes that the fire of Jahannam will not touch. Aynun bakat min khashyatillah. The first is that eye that cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That eye that tears, that cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that eye won't touch the fire of Jahannam. That person won't go into the fire of Jahannam, inshallah. Wa'aynun bata tahruf sufi sabilillah. And the next is that eye that stays awake. Tahru sufi sabilillah batat, spends the night in such a way that it keeps guard in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That eye didn't sleep that night, it stayed up at night to keep guard in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That eye also will not touch the fire of Jahannam. In other words, that person also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from that fire of Jahannam out of appreciation that this person kept that eye awake, guarding those people that are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here we learn what a great reward it is to cry. Cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person feels shy to cry. This isn't something we should feel shy about. A person, when he thinks about akhirat, and he thinks about life, and he thinks about death, then he should cry. This is something that is encouraged. In fact, in the hadith it comes, فَإِن لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا. That if you're not in a position to cry, some people naturally can't cry, فَتَبَاكُوا, then make as though you're crying, act as though you're crying, because this is something that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن زيد بن خالد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من جهز غازيا في سبيل الله فقد غزا. زيد بن خالد رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that whoever equips a mujahid in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gone out in jihad himself. So all he did was he equipped the person that is going out. He's got the reward as though he himself went out. وَمَنْ خَلَفَ غَازِيًا فِي أَهْلِهِ بِخَيْرِ فَقَدْ غَزَىٰ. That person who takes care of the family of a mujahid in his absence has gone out in jihad himself. Here we learn something important, that sometimes a person is not in a position to do something himself, but he aids somebody else to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his clemency, his kindness and his mercy, he gives that person the reward as though he himself did it. So sometimes a person is not in a position himself, for example, to study and become an alim or to become an hafiz. But what he does is he sponsors one student. He makes his niyyah that, oh Allah, I'm not in a position to become hafiz. He sponsors one student to become a hafiz. There's a great chance that he will get the reward of a hafiz himself. A person looks after the family of that person that is gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's getting the reward as though he himself is gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that a person who's fasting. A person himself is not fasting, but he's seeing that there's some iftar arrangements made for those people that are fasting. He's getting the reward of the fasting person. Like that a person is going for Umrah, he's going for Hajj, this person is giving him some type of, he's enabling him, he's assisting him to go out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this person the reward as though he himself is going out. Such an easy way to get reward, such an easy way to get sawab, is a person should look for these type of avenues and see how I can score and how I can cash in. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصدقات ظل فسطات في سبيل الله ومنيحة خادم في سبيل الله أو طروقة فحل في سبيل الله رواه الترمذي. هذا أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the most virtuous of sadaqas, the most virtuous of charity is providing shade of a tent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ظل فسطات, فسطات is a tent, providing the shade of a tent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنِيحَةُ خَادِمٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. A person is gifting a servant in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I got an extra servant here, I'm gifting the servant to assist those people in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or taruqatu fahlin fi sabilillah, or a person providing a young strong camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people that are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use this camel to ride, they can use this camel to proceed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can use it for the milk, etc. So here a person is getting the reward of the best form of charity by providing these three things. This hadith is showing us also that the clemency, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much he wants to reward. One other thing we learn from here is a mu'min is always looking to see how he can have his own succession plan, how he can make his own plan. A time is going to come when he will have to leave this world and he will have to leave this dunya. So not only in his business he's thinking of a succession plan, in terms of akhirat also he's thinking, what plan have I got that will cover me in the qabr? So therefore we find that Hazrat Mawlana Alimiya rahmatullahi has mentioned a very nice thing, very very beautiful thing. He said, that person that wants deen to remain in his progeny, that person that wants to have a succession plan for deen in his progeny, in his family to remain, then he should have these three qualities in him. Now, Mawlana Alimiya rahmatullahi was a very 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 great personality, such a great personality that not only in the Asian world, in the Indo-Pak continent, he was regarded very very highly also in the Arab world. So Allah Pak had given him that acceptance. In fact, you find that many of his kitabs up till today are being studied in the Arab world. His Arabic literature, his Arabic notes, his Arabic kitabs that he has written are being studied even in the Arab world, to such an extent that they had his janaza in both the harams. When he had passed away, it was the month of Ramadan, that they, although his body wasn't there, they, in their mazhab it's allowed salat al-ghayb in absentia to perform the salah, it is allowed. So they had it out of respect for that man. So he had a very great insight into history, into trends. So now he mentions this three qualities that a person has, you'll find that Allah Pak will keep deen alive in this person's family. The first quality is silatul rahim, that this person, he may goes out of his way to maintain family ties. He keeps family ties, goes out of the way. And family ties is such a thing, it doesn't get maintained by default. Default, in other words, if we just bump into each other on Eid day, salam, how are you? It doesn't just get maintained like this. We just bump into each other and make salam. You've got to do something extra from your side to see how this family ties can be maintained. And under this, ulama explained that together with keeping family ties, we have to keep spiritual ties also. Spiritual ties with the ulama, keep spiritual ties with the pious. This is also very important so that deen can remain in our progeny. You'll find those forefathers that had in a family that had some ta'alluq with some pious person, you will automatically see the color that is running in that family. That this family has got a certain type of color because there was some ta'alluq kept by the father and the forefather in this family. So one is keeping spiritual links and one is to maintain family links. The next thing is, he mentioned akli halal. A person is very particular about his income. One is the food that we eat, which we are normally careful. We'll find out, is this halal restaurant halal, or this shop is halal, or this item is halal. Person normally checks up on these things. But also very important is to check that our income is halal. That our income we're earning, that income is not problematic. So this next thing is, income or the food that we consume must be halal. And the third thing he mentions, which also is a very beautiful thing, is that always put yourself in a situation where you rather be the oppressed person. If there's a situation and there are two people that are in any type of dispute, rather you be the oppressed. Never mind, let that person walk away. Let him walk away as the oppressor. I will be the oppressed. But it should never ever be that I'm taking somebody else's right away, or I'm hurting somebody, I'm being the oppressor. I rather be the oppressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me much more. And not only that, a person, Allah Pak will enable deen to remain in his family. What a beautiful succession plan. Three things we bring into our lives, and Allah Pak will cause deen to remain in our family. Inshallah, may Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.